From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama's again defending his proposal to rework the nation's health care system. Mr. Obama said that while the August deadline, he said, for Congress to pass initial health care legislation could, in his words, spill over, he wants changes enacted soon. The president was interviewed on the PBS program, The News Hour, with Jim Lehrer.
This is a big, complex situation, a lot of special interests here in Washington who are very protective of the status quo. But what the American people understand is that the status quo is unsustainable.
Earlier in the day, the president spoke on the subject with doctors and nurses at a Washington, D.C. children's hospital. Some lawmakers have voiced concerns over how to pay for the proposed health care overhaul. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and state legislative leaders have reached a compromise on a plan for closing the state's $26 billion budget gap. The proposal calls for $15 billion in cuts. Both sides are eager to get the state back on firm financial ground. The United States and India have announced deals that could mean big business for U.S. companies. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
As she wrapped up her trip to India, Secretary Clinton said her new dialogue with India is already paying dividends.
We have shown progress already by finalizing important agreements today, including an end-use monitoring agreement that will pave the way for greater defense cooperation between our countries.
The end-use agreement, required by U.S. law, means that the U.S. will be able to check to see if U.S. weapons sold to India are used for their intended purposes and sensitive technology doesn't leak to third countries. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New Delhi.
Henry Louis Gates Jr., a prominent African-American professor at Harvard University, is accusing the Cambridge, Massachusetts Police Department of racism. From member station WBUR in Boston, Abigail Beshkin has the story.
Police say they received a report of a suspected break-in. When they arrived at the home, Gates answered the door. He reportedly called the responding officer racist. The report also says Gates shouted to a crowd of onlookers, quote, "This is what happens to black men in America." The police report says Gates was arrested when he continued to shout at police after they had left his residence. Gates' attorney says Gates willingly provided the officer with identification, but was ignored when he asked the officer for his name and badge number. Gates' supporters say the incident is indicative of a pattern of racial profiling by Cambridge police. There's been no additional comment from Cambridge police. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Beshkin in Boston.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 104 points to close at 8,848. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 22 points. This is NPR News. The union representing editorial and business employees at the Boston Globe has agreed to accept reductions in their pay and benefits. The newspaper's owner had threatened to close down the paper if the cuts were rejected. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
The Boston Newspaper Guild voted 2-1 to accept pay cuts of nearly 6%, as well as a reduction in benefits. It was the last of the newspaper's unions to approve the cuts. Like many newspapers, the Globe is struggling financially, and it's expected to lose $85 billion this year. More important, it will make it easier for the New York Times Company, which owns the paper, to find a buyer. The Newspaper Guild had turned down a bigger series of pay cuts in June. The negotiations that followed were unusually contentious, with the Times Company threatening to impose steep salary cuts on employees unilaterally. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Cook Communications is buying more than a dozen North Carolina newspapers from Cox Enterprises. John Kent Cook's company will acquire the Rocky Mount Telegram, the Daily Reflector of Greenville, and the Daily Advance of Elizabeth City, along with 10 weekly newspapers. Terms of the deal have not been disclosed. Cook's previous ventures included part ownership of the Los Angeles Daily News, the Washington Redskins, and the Chrysler Building. He is the son of the late billionaire Jack Kent Cook. Again in stocks, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 104 points Monday, closing at 8,848. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 22 points, closing at 1,909. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.